We are learning Maseches Ma'ariv Katan, and we are starting on Yutes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara brought down a shaila by asked from Rava or Rabba. He asked him a shaila, if someone gets buried on Yom Tov, and that means the Avelah starts on Yom Tov, he wanted to know if the Shloshim starts counting from the Kvura. Or, here, since it's the Shiva only starts after Yom Tov, so maybe the Shloshim only starts from the beginning of Shiva, not from the Kvura. What's the tzad that it should work? It should start counting from the kvura, like usual, even though there's no shiva. The answer is because you're keeping some dine shloshim at this time, because shloshim you now take a haircut and you're not allowed to wear, you're not allowed to iron your clothing, and that's one of the luchos now doing shloshim. So it turns out you're keeping the shloshim during the yom tiv. So then that counts towards the shloshim. And he answered, no, it's not oila. So more than ask a kasha on. Rabbi who said that doesn't count for Shloshim from a Braisa. This is Eitzveh. Koyves Meis Shnei Yom Koydim Regal. Someone buries his Meis 2 days before the Yom Tov. I'm going according to the Tana of our Mishnah that the only time the Yom Tov waves the Shiva is only if you have 3 days before. So Allah is Moina Chamish Yom Ach HaRegal. You count 5 days after Yom Tov. 2 days of Shiva before Yom Tov and the rest of the 5 days you do after the Regal. And the halacha is that the malacha is done by the acherim, and his avodah not work for him. He let her do a certain amount of malacha as mutter to do in middle of shiva, even though usually not allowed to do middle of shiva. But here, since really in the shiva started before yom tiv, so the shiva after yom tiv is more kuldik, another kula. But in rabbi misaskim imoy shkarnis asku boy beregel. Another kula is that you don't have to machmavel him the week afterwards, since people came over on Yom Tov ready and we're not machmavel. Kol yishol davar, kol shuhu mishum avel, regel mafsikar, kol shuhu mishum iskiravim, ain't regel mafsikar. The klal is anything that's cause avel, so that regel is mafsikar, and therefore you have to keep it afterwards because you couldn't keep those halachas during Yom Tov. Kol shuhu mishum iskiravim, ain't regel mafsikar. And anything that's because of Iske Rabim, which means people come to visit, does Regal not mafsik that, and that continues on Regal, and therefore after Regal, you will not have to keep that Nichma Velim. Kavu Shloshi Yom Sefa Regal. So this tonight we're talking about where they buried him before, 2 days before Yom Tov, so they kept the Shiva 2 days before Yom Tov. What happens if the person died on Yom Tov and they buried him on Yom Tov? The last 3 days of Yom Tov. Mayna Shiva Acha Regal. They keep Shiva after Yom Tov. Abba Yom HaRashayim, Rabbim is asking by. The first 4 days, Rabbim come to Menachem Avol. Shlosh Yom HaRashayim, Rabbim is asking by. They don't have to come to Menachem Avol. Why is Shkaran is asking by Regal? Because they ready when Menachem Avol him on the Regal, those 3 days. And then the Brice ends off with Regal Oilaloi. And the Regal goes towards the Shloshim. My lab, isn't it going on safety? Even when the mace dies on Yom Tov, it sounds like it goes towards the Shloshim. That's Pashut, that if he died before Yom Tov, that it counts towards the Shloshim, because he started Shiva already. So it's Pashut, every day from the beginning of the Shiva, counts towards Shloshim. But here, the Chiddush is, even if he dies on Yom Tov, it sounds like, there's a Din Shloshim, and the regal counts from the Shloshim, so it's not like Rabba. It's more like, no, you can say a ratio. When it says, the regal Oyoloi means, the ratio where the person died before Yom Tov, that is where the Yom Tov counts towards the Shloshim. So that was not a Raya. Now it was not a Raya. Eisvei. Regel, Oyla Loyla Minyan Shloshim. Regel counts towards the Shloshim. Ketzad, Kavru B'tchilas Regel. If you bury a mace, beginning of Regel means it died, beginning of Regel. We know that the Shivist always starts in the Kvura. So by beginning of Regel, they buried him. Moina Shiva Acha Regel. You have to count Shiva after Yom Tov. Why? Because it can't keep Shiva on Yom Tov, but there's a cooler deal. Malach the Nasa Deachirim. He can have Malacha done by other people for himself. And his own workers could work in his house Vitzina. Why? Because it's more cooler deal. Since Yom Tov already started Shiva to a certain extent, he can keep Shiva, but it's more cooler deal for Malacha. Ve'in Rabbim Saskim Vosh, Karas Saskim Regal. Same thing for coming to Menachem Avot, it's more cooler deal. And then it says, and the regal counts towards Shloshim. So you see, Klar, even when the mace dies on the Yom Tov, still the halacha is that it counts towards the Shloshim, and not like Rabba. So Gemara says, Shifta, Taka, Kasha, Rabba. We see from here, not like Rabba. And in Shulchan Aruch, Levaisa, it's Paskin, we pass like this, It's not sort of gay, the part of coming to Menachem Aval, because no one comes to Menachem Aval on Yom Tov these days, so that's not a gay, but it's brought down halacha, this halacha, that if a kaiva meisa v'regel b'cholam ha'id, so then it says, no yigdina ninas, kol zman shenikva, but he talks about that, then it says, the gabi shiva, the halacha is, that l'acha regel maskulim is shiva, u'kshichlu shiva l'misa meis, afa pisha dayin lo'i kolo shiva simea v'elois, when it finishes 7 days since the meis died, the halach is malachas nasa de'achirim b'tayim v'avod of oyslam sinam sech beisav v'im rabbi misaskim boy l'nach ma'achar regal minyan yom shim nach ma'achar regal. So that's a attack of pasuk like this halacha that's only gay, but like if this halacha that's a pasuk. After Yom Tov, it's shiva. Mm-hmm. Don't sit shiva. No, you're not sit shiva. You can machmal with him. He's in his house. Whatever he is, you can machmal with him. Sit down. Come to Menachem. He lost someone. Don't worry. Zogt gemar, nal sit shiva on Yom Tov. It's also the sit shiva on Yom Tov. Zogt gemar vayt, ki also Ravin, om Rav Yechanan, afilu kavroi beregel. And Taka, Ravin says the same thing, even kavroi beregel, it counts towards the shloshim, counting 30 days. Chin oru lo Rav Lezer apu das berei, afilu kavroi beregel, it counts towards the shloshim. The rest of Lachal Maisa, it counts towards the shloshim. Someone dies and gets buried on Yom Tov, even though shiva did not start, so shloshim will start from then, even though shiva will not stop. Tana Rabbanu, Kayim kviyas amita shloisha yom kaidim regal. Someone kept, kviyas amita means he kept the halachas of shiva before the regal 3 days. The halacha is, ein tzarech lekvayis achar regal. He does not have to keep shiva anymore after yom tov because the yom tov stopped the shiva and waived the rest of shiva because he already kept 3 days before yom tov. That's like our Mishnah holds the 3 days. You have to keep 3 days before yom tov in order that the yom tov should knock out the din shiva. One halacha shiva are kviyas amita. So punk picking one of those things. Even if he keeps 1 day or even 1 hour of shiva before Yom Tov, the halacha is he doesn't have to keep shiva anymore after Yom Tov. Shiva is over, and that's what he paskin. Om Rav Laza, Rav Shimon, heine the Rav Shammai, heine the Rav Hillel. This machlekes that we find in this brisa between the Chum and Rav Eliezer is really machlekes Rav Shammai and Rav Hillel. We know Rav Eliezer is a Talmud of Rav Shammai. It's really machlekes Rav Shammai and Rav Hillel. So Rav Shammai erim shloish yom. You need 3 full days before Yom Tov in order to be yotzi to shiva. We still erim full yom echad, even 1 day, and we said even a kol shu. Om Rav Huna Rav Chiyah Ba'av Rav Yechon. Amri Lo Amri Le Rav Yechon Le Rav Chiyah Ba'av Rav Huna. I feel you have a full shachas. He paskins even 1 day or 1 hour is enough of shiva. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, halacha katana didan, the halacha is like our tana, dama shloisha, it says 3 days. Zogtim maravaita. And we said we paskin like that, even a kolshu before, in a shah, before yontif is enough, and they don't keep shiva anymore. Ravina ikla la surah de paras. Ravina wanted to wear the surah of paras. Omler of chaviva la ravina hilkasamai, what's the halacha? Even 1 day or even 1 hour before Yom Tov, you kept shiva, then Yom Tov comes, you stop shiva, and you do not continue after Yom Tov. It's over. Rav Chiyah Ba'aba, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Kilo Rav Yitzchak Ben Elazar. Rav Chiyah Ba'aba, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak were sitting on the porch of Rav Yitzchak Ben Elazar, and Nafik Mos Benayu, and came out a shtickle tariff between them. Menayin La'Vela Shiva. Where's the Makar for shiva for 7 days? Where's the Makar for that? The pasuk says, "Vafachti chagechem le'evel," and we make a hekesh chag to avelus. Ma chag, just like a yontiv is shiva, is 7 days. Af avelus shiva. Avelus also 7 days. For the Gemara, the Meimat Tzeres, you know, Shavuos is also a yontiv. So how do you know it's 7 days? Maybe it's 1 day, like Shavuos. Meimat Tzeres the chad yemu, chad yemu. And for the Gemara, who would buy the crash lockish? Don't want lockish from Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. When I know Shmur Ruchayka, we'll see soon in the Gemara what's the Shmur Ruchayka. If someone hears about a mace later on, how do you know the avail is only 1 day? Shein hekesh al yom echad. The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Vafachti chagechem le'evel." We make a hekesh chag to evel. The eshkan atzeres dekri chad yom chag. We find that Shavuos is called 1 day chag. So that's what you use Shavuos for. Now, how do you know make both drashas? So the Ritva explains, because since it says chagechem loshen rabim, so we know we're making a hekesh. The Avelis is two different types of Yom Tovim. The 7 day Yom Tov and the 1 day Yom Tov. And how do you know which one's which? So a regular Shmua is 7 days. A Shmua Rechaika, which is a more cool digger Avelis, you only heard about the Mace 30 days later. There, it's the Hekesh is the Shavuos, which is 1 day. So it comes out that's the Makar for Shiva, is from this Hekesh to Chag. Tanu Rabbanan, Shmua Kareva Neheges Shiva, v'shloishim. If someone hears a shmua kareva, which means he hears a mace, we'll see exactly what kareva means. He hears about a mace within a short amount of time. He has to keep shiva and shloishim. Shmua rechayka, if he does not hear about the mace in a small amount of time, just it's after a long time, only keeps one day of avelus. Ezu kareva, ezu rechayka. What is kareva? What's rechayka? Kareva b'seich shloishim. Kareva means he hears it within 30 days. Within 30 days of the mace dying, hears about it, then he keeps shiva and shloisha. Rechayka means, after 30 days since the story happened, he gets news that he lost a loved one, la'acha shloishim is called rechayka, and they only keep one day. This is our Akiva Shita. Chum say the Akashmu Rukhaika, Akashmu Rukhaika, Neheges Shiva Shloishim. He holds, the Rukham hold, even by a Shmu Rukhaika, the halacha is, you have to keep shiva and shloishim. Amar Rav Achanam Yechanon. So here, Machlokes Rav Akiva and Chum. Chum, who are the Ravim, they hold, you always keep shiva and shloishim. Rav Akiva says, no, only Shmuel Kareva is shiva and shloishim. But Shmuel Rechayka, after 30 days, only one day. Who do you pass him like? Amar Rav Achanam Yechanon. Komakom Shatam Oitzi Yochid Mekel, the Ravim Machmirim. Anytime you find the Yochid who's Mekel, and the Ravim is Machmir, halacha Ravim. And Tosfos speaks out, you also, the other way around also, anytime you find the Yochid is Machmir and the Chum is Mekel, you also go like the Chum. But this is point the case, that the Chum is Machmir. I'm saying, so usually you go Halach Karabim. Chutz Mezu, Sha'af Bish Rabbi Kiva Mekel V'Chum Machmir, I'm still Halach Rabbi Kiva. Why? Dama Shmuel, Shmuel says a cloud by Avelis, Dama Shmuel, Halach Kedivri HaMekel Be'Evel. The Halach is, we pass like the Mekel by Avel, and therefore, here we go like Rabbi Kiva, who is the Yechidah really, and we pass in that Shmuel Rechayka is only one day of Avelis. Rabbi Chanina asked Shmuel the Avu Amechazoy. Rabbi Chanina got news that his father was Nifter in Bechazoy. Also came the Rabbi Chista on Malay Shmuel Rechayka in Egazim Echad. It was after 30 days. So Rabbi Chista told him, no, you only have to keep one day of Avelis. Rabbi Nosam Ami asked Shmuel the Ime Bechazoy. Rabbi Nosam Ami got a besura that his mother was nifta bechazai also after 30 days. Also came the Rav Amalei Hari Amru Shmur Rochayke and Egozim Echad. So Rav says no, Paskin they only have one day of Shiva, only one day of Avelus when it's Shmur Rochayke. Eisvei Mesio Kasha from Brisa. It says Medvar Amurim. When do we say that Shmur Rochayke only keeps one day? Only bechamisha meisa mitzvah. There are seven different kravim that someone keeps avelus for. It's a father, mother, a brother and sister, a son and a daughter, and a wife. So the whole halacha that Shmur Rechayka is only one day, is only by the five. Aval Ava Imei, but the Ava Imei is Shiva of a Shloishim, even by Shmur Rechayka. And here was the story of Imei Vavav here, the story here. So they asked this kasha to Rava, why paskening Shmur Rechayka, here it's Ava Imei. On Malay, so Yansi Yichidahi, Vlaisfilakawa say. This price that says that Avav Imai is different is Yichidah, you don't hold like that. Where do we see this Yichidah? The time of the price. Maisa Vais Avash Rab Chadav Ginzik. The Avav of Rab Chadav died in Ginzik, but Dil Acha Shal Shalom, they let him know, he found out about it after 3 years. Vav Shal as Elisha ben Avuya, they asked Elisha ben Avuya, Viskam Shimon, and came with him, and they asked, what should we do? Vamru, Nay Shiva Shloshim. So you see from here that it's a Yechidah. It's Rav Elisha ben Avuya who said that 7 and 30 by Shmua Rechayka, by Avvima, he's saying that's only Yechidah. And when the son of Rav Chia, Begayla died, Yeshlo Shiva Shloshim, even by his son, he died Shiva Shloshim. So we bring a Rav Mitzvah Brayis as Yechidah. So the Pella is, there's two questions you have to ask here. First of all, you have to ask, that why is it called Yechidah? It was Elisha ben Avuya and his Kenim Shimai. So that you could say that he was the Iker of Paisik, so there's Shash. What? There's Shash as Kasha. Kasha, Kivan Shahira, like Ken, Elisha ben Avuya, as Kenim, Ech Kam Yechidah. It says Elisha ben Avuya and his Kenim passing together. It's one Kasha. Another Kasha he asks is that who said over here it's Dafka of Avimai? Maybe this man Yamahol is like the Chacham Mahol that every Shmur Rechayka Shiva Shloshim. So this is both these kashas are pelded kashas. What? But maybe Punkti holds like that. Who says Dafkos Ava? Maybe he holds everything Shiva Shloshim. Just Punkti, that was the case. That was the story. So what's the right? That's the pella. So because this kasha, the Rishash changes the whole gears of the Gemara. We don't have a good teretz for this kasha, but it's a very important aura from the Rishash. And the Gemara says, Ukshemes Brayshah Rav Achia, the guy Benoya there talking about, also Begarla Yoshlov Shiva Shloshim, he also kept Shiva or Shloshim like the Chacham. So that's what it says about Rav Achia. Right, the Marakasha, is that true that Rav Achia sat Shiva Shloshim for Benoya? Aini Vaharav Bar Achua the Rav Achia have. Rav was the nephew of Rav Chia in two ways. First of all, he was the son of the brother of Rav Chia, Rav Bar Achua de Rav Chia, the Hu Bar Achse de Rav Chia, and he was the son of the sister of Rav Chia. Rashi explains that Avoy, which was Rav Chia's father, Rav Acha, which was Rav Chia's father, married Leah and had someone Avoy, and his wife died, and he married Rachel. And he had another bas, and from someone else. And she had a bas someone else. This married Rachel, and she had a bas someone else. And Avi married that bas. And Rav Chia came, and Men Noiled, and there, that's where Rav came out. And so Rav was a brother and a sister, a nephew and a niece of Rav Chia. He was a nephew and niece of Rav Chia, from a sister of Rav Chia, half-sister of Rav Chia, and a half-brother of Rav Chia. Half-sister and a half brother of Rav Chia, that's where Rav came from. So he was a nephew of Rav Chia. So Kisalik Lahasam, when Rav came to Eretz Yisrael, Amalei Abakayim, so Rav Chia asked Rav, is your father alive? Eva, your father, is he alive? That was Rav Chia's brother. Is Eva alive? Amalei Imei Kiyemes. There's two ways to learn. Either means Lashon Sha'ila, saying that's Rashi's main shot. He says, well, may ask if my mother's alive. Yimei Kiyemes. So Amalei says, okay, I'll ask about Yimei. Yimei Kiyemes? Amalei, Abba Kayim. Why don't you ask about my father's Kayim? So he chap that both Rav's father and mother were Nifter, and they were both half siblings of Rav Chia. So Rav Chia has said Shiva, but it's a Shmur Rechaika. Amalei, the Shama, he told the Shamas, take off my shoes, vaholich achre kelai, and bring my clothing lebeis hamerechetz. So what do you see? He's going to take a shower. So it means shiva's over. But he took off his shoes. So shmami no tla. Shmami no ovel osim nisasan. The person sees ovel also to wear shoes. But shmami no shmur rechayke in heges al yemecha. You see, a shmur rechayke is not noyig, it's only noyig one day, really 1 hour, because right away, first of all, it was 1 day because shiva is over today. You see, even after a little bit, it's over. So after he took off his shoes, he's not going to be able to a few minutes. He's ready to take a shower. So you see three things. So what's the cash? So you see, he holds that shmur chayka is only 1 day. What he said before, Rav Chia kept shiva shloishim. So still, Rav Chia and Rav Chia. And the Gemara, no, Rav Chia lechud, Rabbi Achia lechud. There's two different people, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Achia, two different people. So Rabbi Chia vada held the Shmur Chag is only 1 day. And Rabbi Chia held 7 and 30. So we have Benoy over there. He held 7 and 30, but it's not a steer because one's Rabbi Chia, one's Rabbi Achia.